Blog Talk Radio.
Attention music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, doing my 1-2 like I always do, man. Today we got a special show for you guys. We got Ask the Consumer. We're going to have two teams straight, you know what I'm saying, from Eleanor Roosevelt, you know what I'm saying, doing they 1-2 from high school, doing they 1-2, talking about what they expect from the MCs and the artists nowadays and what they listen to when they iPod and who they think is some of the hottest rappers out here. You know, they buy the music, they're the consumer, so we're going to ask them what they think about the situation. And also at the same time, we're going to have a couple of people coming through, you know what I'm saying, on this round table today, doing our 1-2. Lush Radio Online, exclusive. Ain't nobody doing it like I do. Shout out to Game Face, always keep your Game Face on. Shout out to Street Queens, the movement, each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Shout out to NSB Radio, every 6:30 Eastern Time and 3:30 Pacific Time. It goes down, live in a building. We're going to shut it down. It ain't a game, man. I'm going to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and give y'all some of this hot music like I always do, man. I'm going to give you this Lumdy. Shout out to Cam Below. You already know.
I call her my Lumdy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumdy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumdy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumdy, Lumdy, Lumdy la.
Alright,
love it, Fetty, Fetty. Fetty more Fetty.
Alright, now here we go.
Fetty, Fetty. Fetty more Fetty. Walkways, bungalows and Baton Rouge. Latin quarter water on a Satin City cruise. We toastin'. Rotten debonair, slippery when wet, fish necks in the air, expensive, cigar smokers in the room, rocks in the bow tie, then we sippin' my tie. I lumdy, lumdy, lumda, that glare in your eye is making me wonder.
The tips on bang, she call me John Wayne, I do it like Tango, hoping Lucas won't bang. Now Mustang Sally, my Bally's is in the freezer, I easily smoke tomorrow's day every time, a reminder, I'm diamond design rhymer, all gigs of memory, hickory on smoke, on a smoky Rob,
robbing
him. The crook shall begin. The Shanghai
Express
go to high.
I call her my Lumdy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumdy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumdy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumdy, Lumdy, Lumdy la.
Alright, love
it, Fetty, Fetty, Fetty more Fetty.
Alright, now here we go.
Fetty, Fetty, Fetty more Fetty. Finally, 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 we are now here. Double B silicone falling out of your brassiere. This is that, Danny Frasco on boardwalk. Bring the gas fresh, hit the boogie fast and slide talk. Crack the sidewalk, put your Amazon lean. Manolo's on the hills with the leopard lace string. Me, myself, and I keep the nickel flicky. Dazzle in distress, so we drizzle and drizzy.
Follow, get the game, get the money. Gestapo, stop the bank, star stunning. Come to Stargate, Broadway, race out the runway. Casino on runway, East Salem. LeBron is the Bronx, Black Caesar. All deep and eager to please me either way. But either way, I'm good on a getaway. Fade away, shot straight cash. I'm Jabbar hooking four hookers. Love to dig the dad.
I call her my Lumdy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumdy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumdy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumdy, Lumdy, Lumdy la.
Lumdy,
Fetty, Fetty. Fetty more Fetty.
Alright, now here we go.
Fetty, Fetty. Fetty more Fetty.
Lumdy, Lumdy. it must mean money. And if it ain't money, then it got to be Chini. And if it ain't Chini, then it got to be Bucks. And if it ain't Bucks, then it gotta be cash. Lumdy,
Lumdy.
It must mean money. And if it ain't money, then it got to be Chini. And if it ain't Chini, then it got to be Bucks. And if it ain't Bucks, then it gotta be cash.
I call her my Lumdy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumdy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumdy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumdy, Lumdy, Lumdy la. Fetty, Fetty, Fetty more Fetty. Fetty, Fetty, Fetty more Fetty.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, giving you nothing but that nitty gritty live on Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely knocking it out, giving it to the people, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know what I'm saying, Young T's calling in, you know what I'm saying, people calling in, doing they want to. We talking about asking the consumer, man. T's going to talk about what they got in their iPods, what they expect from their artists nowadays, man. I'm going back to the lines. Yeah, yeah, your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. What up, young soldier?
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much popping.
Everything, everything. You know what I'm saying? Out here grinding. Tired. You know how I do.
You sound tired, man. Y'all, I checked out the flyer, man. That young soldier summer, man, look like it's going to be hot. You know what, man?
Oh, yeah, we done, you know what I'm saying? We got the biggest club in Raleigh, North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Black Tide. We basically locked that thing down for the whole summer, you know what I'm saying? Every first Thursday, I will be performing it each month and dropping a new video to go with the song that I am performing, you know what I'm saying? Get it how you live.
That's what it is, man. Yo, you definitely, you know, doing your thing real big, man. I see the internet, you know what I'm saying, grinding, you know, like I don't know what, you know? Hard body, you on it all over the internet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep that up. You just got to go at it. If you're going to do it, do 100. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it at 80%. Always run it at 100. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta get the people what they want. And that's basically what I'm trying to do.
That's what it is, man. That's what it's all about, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that. So, I mean, you definitely getting it in for 2009, man. I hear you going to be at that Core DJs event, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be wide open. You know what I'm saying? Core DJ Retreat, April 24th to the 27th. You know what I'm saying? The big homie Tony Neal. You know what I'm saying? And Core DJs. I mean, if you ain't never been to Tony Neal and Core DJs event or nothing like that, you need to go. I'm trying to tell you. I mean, they off the hook. It's probably one of the best networking systems that they got out there, because these are a room full of DJs, and you know what I'm saying, everybody want to network, everybody want to talk, so you got a chance to walk up and, you know what I'm saying, give them your CD. So there's a lot of that hands-on stuff going on. I'm not talking to them through a phone, I don't have to send them no email, I'm directly in their face, and we chopping it up just like that. So the network system with the Core DJs is, I mean, it's unbelievable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. We about to go ahead and bring some of our youth live on the line, man. What up? 240-501, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and Young Soldier, big artist doing his big thing, representing NC, man. What's up, fam?
What's that,
Lisa? Ain't nothing much. Tell the people where you representing and how old are you and what's really good.
Man, I represent Riverdale all day, man. I'm 17 years old down here in Maryland. What's up with you?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. This is one of my youth, you know what I'm saying? I try to, you know, work with the youth all the time. And they inspire, you know, artists doing they want to. But at the same time, I like to hear from the youth exactly what they expect, you know, for the up-and-coming artists and what kind of music they like listening to and what they got banging in the iPods right now, man. So what do you like to be, what you like to go by, my dude?
Man, Lil Earn.
Lil Earn.
Yeah.
Lil Earn is live in the building, man. Young Soldier's one of my artists right here, man. And
yeah.
He's definitely doing big things in NC and definitely grinding on the internet doing this one, too. You know,
exactly.
So this show is called Ask the Consumer. You know,
yeah.
Most of the things, you know what I'm saying, you guys, you know, you buy CDs if you like your artist and this, that, and the third, you know, you'll buy that little, the stuff off store, the iPod and all that jazz, man. So Aaron, do teenagers buy CDs anymore? I mean, do they actually buy music if they really liking their artist, Aaron?
It depends on if they really like them. If they really like them, they'll buy it, but if not, they probably download it, or they probably listen to it on YouTube, or one or the other.
Okay, all right. So what are some of the sites that the youth, you know what I'm saying, teenagers are going to check out new artists or check out new music?
They're going probably YouTube, MySpace, one of them three.
Okay. Do most of it stay on Book a lot, or they mostly still on MySpace?
MySpace.
MySpace? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you as a teenager, man, who are some of the people that you think are like some of the hottest MCs right now?
Right.
You know,
Young Jeezy. You know, everybody a Wayne fan. I'm not a big Wayne fan. I like Wayne when he was younger, personally. But
uh-huh.
I like Wayne, Young Jeezy. I like BG. I like Kanye West. I like Ludacris. I like Eminem. I like everybody. But was in like the game now, like Soulja Boy and all that, making the dance song, Crank Daddy and all that. That's not hip hop, man. That's just dance songs.
Okay. So y'all listening to, y'all hearing this from a teenager, 10 years old. He said he's not, so you're not really into those whole little, like, do the stanky leg and all that stuff. I mean, you feeling stuff like that?
It's very creative. I mean, it's very creative. Beats sound good, but doing all that dance and stuff, all that, man, no, man, I mean, I'm not into that. I'm not into it.
I feel.
Soldier, since you an artist, right, you got some questions, because he's one of the consumers, you know, the youth. So you got some questions to ask him?
I mean, before I ask him a question, I understand where you're going at with this, with the dance stuff, you know what I'm saying? And when he say, that's a good dance, and you know what I'm saying, very creative with a beat. He's not dissing these cats. He's letting them know that's how y'all play it. But I don't like stuff like that. So before anybody think you dissing a dance song or you ain't dissing that, you're not dissing a dance song. You listen to it, but that's just not your type of music. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So I understand what he's saying, but my question for him is, so I know what are you looking for in artists? Like an artist now, up and coming artist like myself, what are you looking for now?
I mean, I'm looking for somebody who can like bring something different to the table, bring something different to the rap game, somebody that ain't never done before. Or if you gonna bring something bigger than what other artists did, you feel me?
I feel you. Well, like me, I jumped in the game. I don't do the swag thing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I
jump into the game with a glow, you know what I'm saying? I don't, whatever they got running in 08,
yeah.
I won't even do stuff like that, so. And, I mean, no disrespect to the dance, all like, but I'm 6'1", man, 250 pounds, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But I'm built with it. I can't be in a club or be at the cookout doing
yeah.
no dance like that.
Yeah.
I just don't look
yeah.
right, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was asking, you know what I'm saying? So, do you prefer, even though it's you can put it in a commercial phone, but that street, I guess,
yeah.
if somebody talks about what you've been going through, and what you want, but just make it, because I know you got to make everything just a little bit commercial to have
yeah.
that radio play.
Yeah.
So you, but the hood stuff is still pumping through your blood, is what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I got another question for you, Aaron.
Yeah.
The stuff that a lot of these rappers talk about. Do you feel like a lot of people are staying true to exactly the way they live in their life, or you think that a lot of that stuff is fake? How do you take it, or do you think most of the teens nowadays live their life through the music that's put on nowadays, the way they dress, the way they act, and everything?
Yes, that's exactly what's going on. Some people, for example, of Gucci Mane, some people, just because Gucci Mane, he traps, he did what he do, what he do. Everybody want to live a trap life, but that's not everybody. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You can't live somebody's life. You can live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And people would see what they see the artists do. They favorite artists would see the artists do. They try to do what they do. They want to live like them, but you can't do that. You can only be yourself and live your life. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But see me, I just do what I do. I just be me. I mean, I like what they do. I like the music that they do, but I'm not going to go over and wear the same clothes they do, wear all that. I'm going to do me, because that's the only thing I know how to do.
For sure.
But some teenagers or some people I know, they do try to live their life like other people, like the artists. They do try to live their life, and I see that.
Hmm. So I'm saying, because I'm starting, you know, Aaron, how I feel about that, because I deal with him in school. He's one of my students, you know. He trying to do good in school, what I'm saying. You know, at the same time, he trying to do his rap thing. But you know how I feel about them tight pants, boy. What's up with that, man?
Man, them tight pants, nah, man, he can't do that, man. They do that. Some real stuff. Some girls say when they see dudes wear tight pants, they think they gay. They don't like that. Little do dudes know. They don't like that. They think girls like that, and they try to wear colorful pants, with the little shoes and all that, the big shoes and the Kanye West hat and the glasses. Nah, man, you can't do that. Just be yourself. Dress up. Just how you want to dress. Don't try to dress like other people.
Well,
you guys are hearing it first from a 17-year-old, man. When you turn 18, Aaron?
Man, I turn 18 in January 10th.
Okay, all right. That's what it is, man. So Aaron, you know, besides that, right? So, I mean, a lot of people. How do you feel? Do you feel like just hip hop itself? Or music itself kind of like went down, like even with like the R&B and everything, like it kind of like went down, like almost like DJs and artists was like going back and forth with each other. Do you feel like it kind of totally like went down from like maybe like a couple of years ago when you were listening to music?
Yeah, it went down.
So right now at this point, you know, as you yourself, do you want the artist to be able to relate to your everyday life, real about what you guys going through right now, or do you want somebody to just be like all they rapping about is chains and how many chicks they got and all that? And also besides that, do you feel like some of these rappers kind of got like real soft and stuff doing? Love song.
I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with doing a little love song. You can do a love song for yourself or do a love song for your fans so they can relate to it. But I would want the artist to relate to everybody, not just to themselves, not to talk about their chain, how much money they got, with whatever they went through and all that. That's your personal life. No, you don't want to put your personal life out. You want to make music that people could relate to. They'd be like, yeah, I like that, because I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of music I want to hear. That's the kind of music I miss. That's the kind of music that I'm going to put out.
That's what it is. I want both of y'all to stay on the line with me. Stay on the line with me, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and and put some music on. And we're going to be right back, man. When we come back on the line, we're going to talk more with Aaron. You know what I'm saying? 10-year-old doing his 1-2, you know, and definitely giving y'all the nitty-gritty on what the teens is feeling about, you know, the game, you know, basically. And we got your man, Young Soldier. Check out Young Soldier, www.youngsoldier.com. Stay on the line, man. We about to give you that Black Sheep, man. This or that, man, taking you back to that old school when I was an old fool. You girl, let you lust. We in the building.
This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, cause she on LushRadioOnline.com.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush. We back in the building, you know what I'm saying? With your boy Young Soldier giving us updates on that Young Soldier summer. And your boy Lil Earn live in the building representing from the DMV area, telling us the nitty gritty about how he feels about the game, man. This segment is called Ask the Consumer, 17-year-old teen, you know. But this is basically for the artists so they can, you know their heads up on how the teens feel about, you know, the music that's coming out. Yo, what up, Soldier?
What's going on?
What up, Lil Earn?
What's that, Wish?
Ain't nothing, Bob. Yeah. Hakeem Shabazz live in the building. What up, family?
Hey, what's up? How's everything?
Everything is all love, man. Hakeem Shabazz joining, you know, the round table. We got, you know, Young Aaron, Young Soldier live in the building. You know, before we get back into the nitty-gritty, Soldier, man, tell them once again where they can check you out, the website, you know, and the Young Soldier Summer. The flyers is all over the place, man.
Yeah, you can hit me at www.youngsoldier.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that Twitter, on that MySpace. You know what I'm saying? / Young Soldier, O-E-N-T. The whole summer, man, I got the biggest club in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina right now. And every first Thursday I will be performing each month and dropping a new video to the song that I'm performing on. So right now I'm wide open, you know what I mean? I ain't stopping, I'm waiting on nothing. I'm going to get it, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
We got the world renowned Hakeem Shabazz live in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know, co-hosting with me, shutting it down. You know, AKA yes. Mr. Wax, AKA Mr. Super Blogger.
I only blog about serious things, though. Only about serious issues. Actually, I'm about to get on my blog game tonight once I see what the president got to tell the press.
That's what it is. For real. So, you know, we got Aaron live in the building, man, 17-year-old, you know, and he definitely, you know, is getting, I know you guys can give him some little tips and advice, but you got some questions to ask him about the game and stuff, how he feels about the music, Hakeem?
I mean, basically, I guess being, you know, a member of the core demographic, my question to him would be, what would he like to see in hip hop as far as music is concerned?
I would like to see either something different, something creative, something that I could relate to, or something that the teenagers could relate to, or anybody could relate to, and something that's hot.
Oh, so it's not us. It's not just us grown folks that can't relate to Do the Stinky Leg. Y'all not vibing with that kind of sound either, huh?
Nah.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, you basically hit the nail on the head with, you know, wanting music that you can relate to, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what hip-hop was based on, being able to give you some information through music, or being able to let the world know that they're not the only ones that go through those social issues. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can't really call what the purpose of hip-hop is nowadays.
Yeah.
But I will say this much. I went on World Star today, and, you know, I went to check out the KRS-One interview, and I was saddened to see how many knucklehead bloggers, that's why I said only about serious things earlier. You know, the amount, I mean, I guess maybe, I guess it looked like, you know, there's some KRS-One serious haters, but there was a lot of, you know, FKRS-One comments in response to the things. And the thing that I got to say to the general public in reference to music, you know, if you don't like the music, you ain't got to listen to it, man. So, you know, keep your negative comments to yourself. And, you know, all of the trying to belittle people on, you know, on websites, that's not cool at all. Now, you know, if somebody get caught with their hand in the cookie jar and you hammer them, that's only fair game because it became public knowledge. But, I mean, you know, saying F people and stuff like that, like you know them personally when chances are you never met the person, I don't think that's cool on any level and whatnot, you know. And I know I'll be quick to punch people in the face behind stuff like that. So, you know, it's just good to see that the youth is speaking out and asking for more from hip-hop, though. And I hope it ain't just you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next week, get your whole student body if you can.
Yeah.
Call in the Lush Radio.
I'm gonna do that.
Let them voice their opinions. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very necessary. The labels need, you know, because that, oh, this is a very good point. Listen, I'm glad you had this young brother up there. The labels need to hear from you guys because they swear that everything they're doing is geared towards pleasing, you know, your demographic and everything. And I really don't think that they do any kind of market surveys whatsoever, you know, because I used to do market surveys for clothing lines. I don't think record does any kind of real market surveys to see what demographics are looking for what. So, you know, it would be a great thing for them to know that the core demographic is asking for more too. You know what I'm saying? So, message to labels, listen to your audience.
Yep, no doubt. And I mean, my thing is, hip-hop ain't dead, but hip-hop is dying slowly. If you got to say FKRS-One, I think hip-hop is going down because y'all got to, I mean, for people that don't know hip-hop, like hip-hop, let me tell y'all something. I mean, you got your Jay-Z's, you got your Biggie's, you got your Tupac, you got your Jeezy's, you got everybody. But let me tell you something about KRS-One. That's the only, man, that cat can drop so much knowledge on you and keep a crowd moving.
Exactly.
He is wordplay wise, lyrical wise. If KRS-One is not in your top five, dude, I don't even know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? KRS-One, that's like he is a beast.
Exactly. And to piggyback what you're saying, it's like in life, I've seen a lot of rappers come and go. You know, and I've seen a lot of rappers talk about it, but that brother is about it. You know what I'm saying? He backs up what he represents. You know, and you have a lot of cats out here that ain't never moved no serious units and drugs, and, you know, they represent that culture and everything like that, but they don't live it. And you know, for people to immortalize those individuals, and can't look and see the sincerity in a person like KRS-One is beyond me. You know what I'm saying? It's just showing me that, you know, that whole 80s movement that we had as far as, you know, black consciousness is really fell apart. You know what I mean? Because today's youth are not concerned about knowledge itself. They're concerned about knowing themselves.
Because you got a youth right there on the line. You ask him, are they concerned about that?
Well, I go by what I see in my environment. You know what I'm saying? And I go, and I live in a pretty big community with a lot of youth. And me doing promotions through the years, a lot of youth trying to come up in the game has, you know, walked up on me asking for my assistance and helping them with their projects and things of that nature. And just when they want to spit a freestyle to me, and the particular freestyle they choose to spit speaks volumes in the sense that, you know, it lets you know where their mindset is. And right now, I don't see, you know, and I'm not trying to compare, and I'm not trying to sound bitter in the sense that I'm an older guy, you know. But what mattered to me coming up in the 80s is not the same vibe with what comes up with these youth right now. You know, everything is vanity. Vanity is taking over, and vanity is what matters. And that's why you get comments like FKRS-One, because he's not promoting and marketing vanity. He's promoting and marketing realness. And some people don't want to wake up every day and have to deal with reality. You know what I mean? That's why we have this hip-hop music that we have.
True statement. Aaron, how do you feel about KRS-One?
KRS-One, for what I know, KRS is one of the best. He's one of the best. One of the best rappers.
Okay, and how would you feel, how do you feel about a person like that who's real in his approach to not just music but life in general being bombarded with negative commentary as I had expressed that exists on worldstarhiphop.com?
I feel like whoever said that don't know what they're talking about. Don't know they come. They don't know hip hop. KRS-One is one of the best rappers that ever was in the game. And I'm a youth, and I haven't been on this earth that long.
He He can still crush half of these cats out of here, trust me.
That's what's up.
He can still crush half of these cats. And I want to ask Aaron, which, do you want, you want to be in the game for a hot second, or you want to be in the game for a long time? The reason why I ask you that because, and there's no disrespect to these dance groups, but
yeah,
they're gonna get that fire single out. Don't get me wrong. They're gonna get that fire single out. And we're really messing people up about these dance moves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You can, when you do that dance and you come out here and you burning up the charts because you got that one song, come next year, you know what I'm saying, God forbid, when I, if somebody like me say, come jump on this track with me, if they ask me, well, can I jump on this track with you? You know, you're not even going to sound right on no real track, no hit 'em up, no do what you got to do track, because you done set in the people mindset, man, I'm a dancer. I like to dance. I like to do this. So you jumping on, you can't, that's your only thing in hip hop. You can't switch off and do this kind of track or do this kind of track. I mean, just like Soulja Boy, for instance. Soulja came out with Crank That. That first album he had for the kids, it was fire.
Yeah.
But that second album, if you look at his, you know, what he sold on that second album, you'd be like, yo. And that's what you're getting from a lot of these people. But eventually it's going to turn back around. And, I mean, hopefully, I'll over it. Hurry up. I'm sorry to say that, but hopefully you hurry up and go ahead and change back so people can find the realness and stuff. But what would you like to see? What coast, probably East, West Coast, Midwest, who would you like to see work together? I just want to see if your answer match up with mine.
He said, oh, who would I like to see where?
Probably, like, coast, like, east and west, down south. Who would you like to see work together? Me, personally, I want to see the east and the dirty south get together and really go at it.
Yeah, I agree. I like the east and the dirty south, too.
I think that's going to come by way of artists who are coming out of the Mid-Atlantic region.
Yeah.
When because a lot of cats that's coming up from out of North Carolina and South Carolina, and believe there's a lot of talent in those two states.
Yeah.
They're incorporating a sound that they're trying to create their own. They don't really have a name for it, but they are basically like incorporating, you know, spitting lyrics that matter, lyrics that are crafty, lyrics that can pretty much tell you that they took some time out to write their music, you know, and they're incorporating it with a sound that can, you know, be considered a southern type sound. So that's going to happen by way of music on a whole note. All forms, all genres of music is fusion music right now. There's no pure classification of music these days. Hip-hop was never a pure form anyway because it was always brought up behind the remnants of different types of music, whether it was jazz, whether it was disco, whether it was break music, you know what I'm saying? Then there was a time where, you know, you had hip house and things of that nature. So hip-hop always been a fusion form of music. So, you know, the best thing that I would tell you with being an artist and everything is to not limit yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To not limit yourself so that you can be able to put out an album, because that's what people have to understand. If you're going to put out an album that consists of anywhere from 12 to 16 songs and all of the music has the same beats per minute, has the same vibe, done in the same key, there's really no reason to look forward to listening to this album.
Yeah.
And this is why, you know, sometimes albums get leaked because they feel like the product ain't worth buying. Speaking of which, you know, I just got word today that, you know, Mims' album was leaked online. You know what I'm saying?
That joint been leaked. You know that move, if you want to move. I've been playing that joint.
No. I'm not talking about that rap. I'm talking about the album.
The whole album was leaked? Wow.
I just got one today from BJ that he gotten a copy of the whole album leaked online. You know, and that's serious, you know what I'm saying? Because You know, this music business is about making money.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know who quite to blame, but when an album is leaked 2 hours, I mean two weeks before it drops, that's a problem in the sense of who possibly can have access to that project to be able to have it leaked. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I say, you know, the internet has been a tremendous plus, but it's also been a negative because, you know, no other way would you be able to do that and get it out to potential millions of people at once. You know what I'm saying? Except for it being through a source like the internet and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And from what I understand, it's been leaked out to like multiple different links. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens. So when you don't give a product that's viable, people gonna find sources to get that music without having to buy it. And what I would like to personally see in hip hop is that, you know, it goes back to just being good music. Not a coastal thing, not a regional thing, but just good music. If it's hot, you got a vibe you like, you ride with it. It's that simple. So.
And that's on that note. And on that note, I'm going to bring in another caller. You live in the Lush Radio Online, you know, talking about, you know, we round table talking about, you know, basically the consumers. We have a 17-year-old. Lord Earn, telling us how he feels about, you know, the music, you know, where do things to check out new artists and this, that, and the third. So we're going to bring in a caller. Caller, you're live in the building, 352. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, family.
Oh, what's happening with you?
Okay. What it do?
What's happening with you, man? I'm trying to tell y'all about, I'm a rapper. I'm trying to get y'all. I'm trying to see, like, how y'all feel about me. I hear y'all on here talking about everybody else. I'm trying to see how y'all feel about my music. I'm saying, like, what y'all saying sound like a lot of the same thing I do.
What's your name to begin with?
Name, Robert Curry. Everybody call me Rob C. But I want my official rap name to be changed.
Okay. What? If I could be familiar with your music, I wouldn't have a problem commenting on your music.
Yeah.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? So.
You got to let us know where we got to check the music out. And, you know, when you come on, you got to state your name and all that. Because, you know, how old are you actually?
I was going to say that, but it's your show, Lush.
Man, I just turned 18. I'm on MySpace, myspace.com/@RobC. On
@RobC. How are you?
Yeah.
How are you, RobC? You out and about? What's going on over there, man?
Yeah, what's going on your end, brother?
Hey, RobC. Okay, I guess you don't want to be on the radio because you got too much going on over there, player. But we got another caller. 347-446, you're live in the building with your girl, Young Soldier, Akeem Shabazz, and we're talking to Lil Aaron, talking about how he feels about, you know, the music and where the teens are going to check out music. And if they really like an artist, are they willing to buy the music? Or are they downloading it? What's really going on? 347-446, you're live in the building. What's up, fam?
What up? It's Hells Yeah. What's going on?
What up, Hells Yeah? What's up, family?
I'm chilling. I got the email. I was just calling to see what, you know, little homie was trying to check for. You know, I didn't catch the beginning. So, you know, whenever I hear about somebody, what they want out of an artist, I'm always wanting to, you know, listen out. As being an artist, I need to know what, you know, what the people want, you know. So
they want that fire, that originality, something different.
You know, I mean, but I think we got to be careful when we say something different and originality, because, you know, you got cats out here talking about being Martians and stuff like that. You know, I mean, that's original, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, know what I'm saying? Like, we just got to be careful how we use that. Like, when, you know, that's like, I'm a producer also. So when I go to an A&R and ask them, yo, what kind of tracks you looking for? Yo, we just need heat. That could be anything, you know what I'm saying? Like I think, you know, we need to narrow down what we consider as being, you know, originality and what people want and, like, you know, and what people relate to at the same time.
Well, I can answer that question for you and give you a tentative response to it. Basically, it's not even necessarily something new, because there's not too much that you can do new to the game. Everything has been touched on.
It boils
down to, if you are a person who manufactures a product, if you've been in business for 20 years, your product has to be better than it was when you first started.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the problem with the game is the music's getting dumbed down. The music is not as creative. And when I mean not as creative, I mean in the sense that I can listen to a record sometimes and tell how much time was put into making that record. You know what I'm saying? And the problem started when people started trying to portray an image that hip-hop ain't hard to do. And what happened in turn to that is when you tell your people, your audience, your fan base, that hip-hop isn't hard to do, what you do is you take money out of your own pocket.
Of course.
Because people want things that they purchase to be special.
Oh, yeah,
they don't want something that everybody can feel the same way about. That's why some people like albums and some people don't. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you have to put out a quality product, and your product should supersede what you have previously done. The problem with the game is that once cats get in the game, they get complacent. They feel like they're part of the being their boys club. They don't have to work as hard. They don't have to put too much time and effort, you know, into the project that they're working on. And that's why you never see second albums exceed first albums.
Exactly. You're right about that.
Go ahead.
What I say is that, you know, as far as, you know, good music starting to come out, I think the people, the average consumer, the regular 9-to-5 or 4-to-12 or 8-to-4 person, you know, these people are the people who need to step up and say, listen, we're not going to support this shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Definitely. But at the same time, they have to get supportive of the artists that they want to hear. Say, like, it's easy to shoot down an artist you don't want to hear, but how will you have that same energy to get behind an artist that you want to hear?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know us as a people, we easily shoot stuff down, but when it comes time to support something, that's where our difficulty comes in.
You're 110% right about that.
You know,
that's true on that point. But like I said, you know what I'm saying, that's the consumers, and then we have, you know, another portion that actually buy the music. You know what I'm saying? Because really, I don't look, you know, I love people, but I don't really as really the consumers. It's usually the teens that are really. Just like Aaron said, Lil Ern, like I asked you before, if you really like an artist, you're willing to buy his. If you're not feeling like that, you'll download it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. See,
my thing,
to piggyback
what she's saying, the bottom line is this: it's always easy in life to go negative. That's the easy route. You know what I'm saying? Positive is hard work. It's always going to be that way. You'll never be able to see something exist on a positive plane easier or as easy as something that can exist on a negative plane. So, you know, the best thing that I can say in reference to how can you get behind the artist that you really want to hear,
mm-hmm,
is that dude needs to know who his demographic is. Reach out to his demographic and tell them what they need to do. That's the beauty of that's the beautiful side of what the internet can bring you.
Oh, definitely.
You know, the internet can allow you to find out who your core demographic is by way of just putting up a website and seeing who signs up. You know what I'm saying? Something as simple as that.
Well, I definitely invite y'all to join my website, which is hellsyeah.com. You know, I got to throw that plug in there.
Go ahead, Hellsyeah, put that plug in.
HELLZYEA.com. You know, and I'm a person who definitely takes pride in my music. I'm a person who takes time with my music. You know, and I take pride in being a voice of the people and not just, I don't rap for other rappers, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you find a lot of rappers doing. They just trying to out-rap each other or out-floss each other. But, you know, I'm trying to take it back to the days of Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield where we sang about, when they sang about the people's problems and giving the people hope, you know? So, you know, with my music, I plan on being the Marvin Gaye of our time.
I hear that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's what's up.
You know, y'all definitely check it out. You know, feel free to holler at me. You know, y'all can take down my phone number, 347-446-1176. You know, if y'all feel like it's something I'm doing wrong, you know, let me know. I you know what I'm saying? I take this criticism. If you feel it's something I'm doing right, then let me know that too. That let me, you know, that show me I'm on the right path and I'll continue on that path.
Let me explain something to you. Art is subject to interpretation. So one man's interpretation is just that, one man's opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bottom line, when you're trying to do music, you have to look at it from this standpoint. I'm going to take it to the streets.
Okay.
If I'm a drug dealer and I want to sell some weed, I'm not going to go out there and buy some regular weed if, you know, Haze and Sour Diesel and Kush is what people smoking. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, when you putting this music together, you have to find that fine line between doing what you feel in your heart, doing what you like, and doing what sells. Problem is that a lot of times these artists, they themselves don't know what people want. So they take the advice of an A&R who's fresh out of an Ivy League school. and never grew up in the hood. Oh, it's no secret that, you know, the record company business is a family business. It's just like your mom and pop store, you know what I mean? It's, you know, I get in, I bring my cousin in, and what happened is it extended out to the artists to where artists started looking for publicists within the family rather than looking for someone who's qualified. So in doing this music, you must surround yourself with qualified people in what they're doing. You can't make your cousin manager if he doesn't know if he don't know all of the duties that it is, because anytime somebody has to learn on the fly, you're going to be learning through trial and error. You're going to make more errors than, you know, doing things on point. And it's okay to want to bring your people in, but make sure that they're qualified to do what you need them to do.
And that's true on that point. And so maybe this subject, you know, got to the people's hearts, but the lines is blowing up like crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? I guess other people ain't bringing in, you know what I'm saying, the actual consumer on the line, so they want to hear directly from the consumer. You know, it's hard to get the teens on the line and stuff, but I have more teens to give their opinions, you know, on there. But, you know, Aaron is up. You okay with the questions, right, Aaron? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. That's what it is.
Aaron, make sure you check out my website, man, hellsyeah.com. Make sure you check it out. You know, join it. You know, my phone number, like I said, I just put my phone number out there. So, you know, give me a holler. If you like something, if you don't like it, give me a holler.
That's what it is. Caller right here, we got 252. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy. 17-year-old Lil Aaron, now Hakeem going Hell's Year. What's up, fam?
Yo, what's good? Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. State your name and where you repping, fam.
Yo, this is Trey Dot, baby.
What's up, Trey Dot? What's up, fam?
Going on? I was just listening to the show, man, enjoying the conversation. That's all. Just checking in, man. He's talking on some good topics, some good points. Each person made some good points.
It is, man. This job right here, the Barry White of hip-hop right here, son. Definitely getting it in, son. For real. You know, I like hearing, you know what I'm saying, you know, all the OGs, you know what I'm saying, the new school, the old school, the in-between school.
Cool.
Do you got some questions for Aaron? You know, while he's on the line, the 17-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to what he's saying. You know, he sounds good for a 17-year-old. I think he thinks deeper than most 17-year-olds do as far as music is concerned. But it's like with the way the game is now. You know, most people around that age frame, I mean, they really don't have a wide variety of musical tastes or even visions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, my son is 14, and he has a diverse taste, but, you know, he grew up listening to what I listen to. But the way the radio is now, it's like, you know, everything is being paid to get played, and people are just growing up with a steady diet of garbage. So if you grew up with a steady diet of garbage, I mean, how can they like anything but what they know? You know, I don't really fault a lot of people for what they know, because I have, you know, I've had radio stations approach me telling me they want to play my stuff, and then when it comes time to playing it, they quote with me numbers. But they say Payola is dead.
Nah, bruh.
Oh.
That's always going to be out there. I
know it's going to always be out there, but a lot of people know it's out there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I got a say from what's the cat name? I'm sorry, but I think his name Wake Moody, K97.5.
Yeah, I know Wake Moody.
Yeah, I got a request from him. The first thing he's like, yo, what y'all doing down there in Henderson? I said, man, people out here grinding. That's what we got to do. You know, before we even get in all that, I usually just hit people right there like, yo, if it's going to cost something, let me know. You know what I'm saying? And do it like, nah, B, ain't even nothing like that. I mean, I just want to go ahead and let me know out front of what it is, because I don't know what you think you're going to get, but you're not going to get, I'm not going to be out there dancing and parading around the stage in these tight pants, and no disrespect to nobody that wears them. I'm just like I told people before, I'm 6'1", 250 pounds. I can't be pulling that stuff off. I can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? My nuts too big. I'm sorry. I can't be doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't built like that. You know what I mean? I ain't built like that. My thing is, I need loose clothes, because when I get on stage, and Lush will tell you, I'm a beast when I get on stage, so I got to move. I got to work that flow. I can't be thinking, man, if I move this way, my pants going to split. So I can't rock like that. So when I got to be comfortable, you know what I'm saying? But the game is, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the game will get back, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
Shabazz, he do his
like,
that's my dog.
I'm like Jay-Z. Can't wear them skinny pants because my nut don't fit. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. I need to be able to dig into my pockets. But let's get on that pants note for a second. I want to touch on that. Because I be walking around the hood giving niggas wedgies, picking them pants up. My thing that I don't understand is how can you wear them and then have them dangling?
Yeah.
Dangling from your ass, and you call yourself a criminal. How you going to run from a cop like that?
Yeah, I got a problem there myself. Over here. You ain't running no damn way.
How you going around from the police like that? You talking about you out there hustling?
You can't talk about you got big guns with skinny jeans on.
Very good point. Very good point.
And then they put these big ass shoes on to go with it. So
and you know what's so funny? This happened via Europe. This happened via Europe by way of Florida, particularly Miami. But let me tell you something. Them brothers that dress like this, them brothers that live in Dade County, they don't dress like that. And if they do, that's when they hit in South Beach. So Fedora make it an everyday wear culture? No, couture wear is not for every day. Couture wear is for people when they go into the clubs. So I should not be seeing you guys walking around with spandex jeans on, because that's what I call them. Every damn day.
That one. You might get jacked for that one.
Every damn day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to come to the point where they're going to have to put zippers on the bottom of these things so people can stick their big-ass feet through them. You know what I'm saying? Because you see dudes, they like 6 feet three, and they got these pants on, and they all close flare leg. I mean, all close straight-legged and whatnot, and damn near hugging the ankles. And they don't understand. It makes them look like them characters that you see in the newspapers where the head is small but the feet is big.
Yeah.
How could you go around looking like a clown like that? Because the only people I've seen with pants that was hugging ankles and big-ass shoes is clowns. So, but if I call you a clown, you're going to get mad at me.
Hey y'all, real quick. I can't try to interrupt you, man. We got shout out to DJ Elf. He live in the chat room from Germany, and he said he can't really understand our slang, right? So, you know, we try to like interpret it and break it down for you, DJ Elf. You know what I'm saying? Cause you say from Germany, anything. Feel me? And in the chat room, well, so. And Hakeem, hold on that thought real quick. Let me bring in this caller. They've been raising their hand for like a minute. Hold on real quick. Caller from the block number. You're live with Hakeem. Lil Ern, Hell's Yeah, Trey Dot. What's up, fam?
Man, you know, what's the business, man? You know.
What's up, business?
Glad to be amongst, you know, informed cats like these cats. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, man?
Yeah. It was an interesting concept, and when y'all got on the skinny jeans thing, I was like, wow. I mean, I can't do it personally either, but you know, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? But I know that's not me either, so I guess I'm riding with y'all on that.
Well, anybody over 200 pounds with some skinny jeans on need to be smacked on sight, man.
Oh, believe me.
Yes, sir.
I'm 200 pounds.
And I'm just giving them 200, really 180. You don't need to be that big with no damn skinny jeans on. You look real crazy.
Bottom line is, I felt the same way about fat chicks and miniskirts. You know what I'm saying? Certain things are not made for everybody. Me?
Those fat chicks, another conversation. They go too hard.
Truth be told, I could wear those couture jeans if I wanted to. But like homie said, I can't be comfortable in them things, and if I can't be comfortable, then I can't wear it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, so you got a lot of dudes, and the thing that bothers me most is that most of these dudes be wearing boxers.
Wow.
With those pants on, and now you looking like you got a. Now you looking like you got huggies. Let me finish. So now I know why. I now know why they can't put them up on their butt. Because if they do, it'll make them look like they got diapers on, wearing them big-ass boxes with them tight-ass jeans. You know what I'm saying? So they have them dangling and whatnot because they can't wear the two. Put some briefs on, homies.
I mean, in addition to that, my man, a lot of them jeans look like they low-rider jeans, so they cut like that too, man.
Exactly.
Stuart, man. I don't know what's up with that.
All I'm saying is, man, y'all need to chill out with the jeans. If you're not built for it, don't wear it, you know, and whoever wears it is what it is. But all I'm saying,
hey, that's real.
If you get into a brawl or you're running from the cops, I don't think that will be you play a...
Yo, oh, no, man. don't be block pitching in them jeans, fellas.
Hey, you know what?
Don't be block pitching them jeans, man.
You know, hey, when you made that statement about running from the police, I really felt like that. Cause a skinny jean dude, man, it's over. It's cookies if you want a box. Because I'm just going to snatch his jeans down, and it's over.
Not only
you
that.
As he reached to pick him up, he's out of here.
A lot
of that stuff, man, you got to get back to the original format of how stuff used to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real. You know, my daddy would stay, and my daddy would stay on me, and I came out the room with some skinny jeans on, he would have knocked me out.
Yeah, nah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? And the OGs on the block, they wouldn't even be rocking like that.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me say this. I did a blog on this subject some time back in the beginning of the year, where I said how the West Indian community wasn't being given credit for what they bring to urban culture. That whole design was brought up amongst the reggae market first. Okay?
It was actually.
Then when cats started coming to Miami, you know what I'm saying, they started seeing it, that's what really picked up. These new jeans was being bought primarily in the urban people, amongst our people, by people of the West Indian descent, because they were going in on those shoes. They were going in on those pants. Now everybody decided to get Miami fever. So everybody got a whole different wardrobe that they wear when they're in New York as opposed to Miami. It's two different styles of clothing and whatnot. And then now it done became, it done gotten to a point where people think that this is something that you do on a regular occurrence. Now, I happen to have some tangerine linen. I happen to have some lime green linen, but I don't wear that unless I am in Florida, because, for one, those are Florida's colors, and that's where pastel works. In other words, get in where you fit in at. That don't fly right up here in NY. You know what I'm saying? That don't fly in NY. The only people that get down like that is the people who go down to Miami like that. So,
not just the West Indian, you know, that was a whole European thing, actually.
The clothes are made in Europe. I'm talking about as far as, like, the urban culture, is the whole urban culture's involvement. Couture comes from Europe. There's no secret to that. There's no secret to urban coming from Europe. You know what I'm saying? So I don't dispute that, but I'm saying in terms of the urban culture adopted it from the reggae market. You see those airborne shirts that they're wearing, the tight airborne shirts to match with the tight jeans. That's what reggae artists were wearing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's what reggae artists were wearing. And they're not even being given credit for that. Not that they would even care, because I speak to a lot of people in the reggae community.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even really care about getting recognition for it. They know it in their hearts, and that's good enough for them. But my thing is like, for people like Jim Jones to say that he was responsible for today's fashion, I had to go in and respond to that, because you're not, brother. You're not responsible for that. You only went by what you've seen working in a particular market that's hot right now. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the jerseys. Because the West Coast was wearing jerseys long before we on the East Coast was. Check your videos, brother. Check your videos. You'll see them West Coast brothers was rocking them Raider jerseys, rocking them Laker jerseys long before we started doing things on the East Coast here. It's just sometimes we try to claim things that are not ours.
You know what? I'm from the West, man. I'm from Cali, right? But you know, hip-hop, I guess hip-hop as a whole, man, has brought everybody kind of under the same umbrella, so we kind of share fashion. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen, you know, it wasn't like very West Coast for cats to rock Tims and shit like that, but cats is in them. You know what I'm saying? That shit look upscale and cool. You know what I'm saying?
We not even rocking Tim's no more on this side.
I mean, no, I'm just saying. I'm just making the example. I'm not saying.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just giving you a news update, though. It's all about the ACGs and NY right now.
Yeah. And I ain't hating on none of it. You feel me? I mean, I'm not personally Tim's. I'm not the jersey type, really. You know, I got a few, but I'm not the jersey type. I'm definitely not a skinny jeans type. I'm more of a jeans t-shirt dude.
I call myself the king of casual, because I buy upscale casual clothing. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I do casual, meaning I want to be comfortable.
Yeah,
there's no way I could be comfortable in wearing that attire. You know what I'm saying? There's no way possible that I could be comfortable wearing that attire.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, like, you know, and a lot of people that buy the stuff, they buy it to get up in the clubs.
Right.
To be casual and neat. But like you said, to each his own.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you got a big old butt and you're a dude, you shouldn't wear those clothes.
But
if you got big legs,
now you know
you got big legs and matching big feet, you shouldn't be wearing those clothes.
Nah, I feel you.
From the subject, and I just got to go into the chat room real quick and let y'all know, because this is the word over here in Germany. Basically, you know what I'm saying? They said that that the music over there in Germany is basically the majors is controlling the market, just like over here with Viacom and everything, you know, with the TV stations and everything like that, you know, and they basically saying that, you know, in Germany they basically hitting the MySpaces and stuff like that in the foreign market, and they said that R&B and hip hop music here is very popular. But the majors control the market only for the top stars. You know what I'm saying? But there are so many talented people out there, but they really don't get noticed. So they said also that a lot of reggae also is popular over there in Germany. But they're basically saying that a lot of the things that's going on with us is kind of the same. But like we already know, the whole European market, they really still respect the origin and the originality of the just good music itself. But hip-hop, then the fact that we respect it here, we don't respect it as much as the European market does.
You're right.
That's why.
Right.
Go ahead. Who is that talking to me? Who's that?
No, that was me, Renacy. I said, yeah, you're right.
What's up, Renacy?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the European market, man. And believe me, because I sell a lot of units overseas.
Mm-hmm.
France, you know what I'm saying, Germany, all in that, you know, Finland, that whole little get down. So I do, I know. And they do. It's a different appreciation level that they have for our music. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Europe's culture on the whole, whether it's music or anything else, they're rich in tradition. They're rich in history. History matters to them. In this country, we're taught the names are changed to protect the guilty. This country is founded on, you know, a lot of pain, and people don't want history. You know what I'm saying? And this is why things come and go as quick as it does to take away from the minds of the youth or the minds of those who matter when it comes to terms of certain things. This is why, you know, on the tail end of Public Enemy and KRS-One and you know, everybody that was doing conscious music, it went from one extreme to the next because, you know, the people that really try to move and shake in America don't want people to be revolutionized through music and entertainment. You know what I'm saying? They don't want that. They don't want an avenue that's supposed to be used for enjoyment to teach and educate and give you a sense of self-pride and things of that nature and whatnot. So as long as you're in the ignorant lane, what I call the step and fletch it lane, you know, the label's going to love you. As long as you pose a voice of opposition to what's going on in your surroundings, you're going to always be deemed a troublemaker. You're always going to be deemed a problem child. And you're never going to get the full support that another artist that doesn't rock the boat do.
Well, you know what? I'd rather be the troublemaker.
That's true on that note. And I want you fellas to hold on the line along with Aaron, because, Aaron, I got some more quick questions, but I'm going to go to some music real quick. Fellas, stay on the line with me, okay? You know, we're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? So stay on the line with me real quick. These some real jewels that these fellas is dropping today, man. And if you don't got your pen and your pad, then you crazy right now. We're going to go to some quick music, and we're going to come back with the fellas and definitely shut it down, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, because the game is to be sold, you know what I'm saying? Not to be told. Holla at your girl, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to some quick music, and then we're going to come back with the fellas.
Yeah. I can't see him. You're grabbing Yoda in a soda, you're whipping and letting me to shit, I'm on fire, hold it, can't do nothing without me. I don't move the block, bitch, I move the hood. I'm sitting pretty through the city while I'm gripping wood. It's LAC, ho, and I'm the boss. Fuck around with the click, you get your life tossed. I'm on my grind, ho, 7 days a week. I'm setting fire to these Carolina streets. Chip. My only mission is that Pyrex vision. And being broke is a joke, dude, it ain't living. So what I'm giving is something so I can work the blog. You better move it quick, because that bitch is tired. The fans is watching, trying to crank it up another notch. But I be on my grind, but they ain't gonna never stop. So when you see me, ho, go and salute a soldier. Cause once I hit the kitchen, that bitch, you grab the Yoda and the soda. You whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, it bubbles, you move. You grab a Yoda and a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I hide it, go to bring. You grab a Yoda and a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, bubbles your mood to bring. You grab a Yoda and a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I hide it, go to bring. Let it bring. Who moving, yeah?
Who moving?
Who working the block? They posting the rooftop, looking out for cops. They do the call when it's time to ball.
Yeah.
We don't say no one, we look for all y'all. But we gon' keep it moving.
Yeah.
Don't worry what we doing. This the younger generation, and I'm just schooling. And I'ma show you how to cook it and bag it and chop it. Go ahead and work the block, get it, you got it, and rock it. That's how it gotta be.
Gotta
That's
be.
What it really is.
Yeah.
It's kinda rules if you look at it through this biz. But y'all be switching home, and I don't play. You say my name and they'll be asking where the body at. Go ahead and holler back, I'll put them on the track. I got bitches from all over, call me Fat Mac. 180s and 260s, so when the Yoda hits the block, lo daddy, I got plenty of crack. The Yoda and a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, it bubbles, you move the brick. You grab the Yoda and a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I grab a Yoda and a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire, bubbles your mood and bring. You grab a Yoda and a soda, you whip it and let it mix. You put the heat up to the fire while I let go to bricks and bricks.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio Online.
What's up? This is Letitia and I'm here with Lushy Lush, cause she.
Hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down, man. I don't know why, but this topic got people on fire, baby. We talking about this segment today. It's just the men of the round table, and we got a young teen by the name of Lil Aaron, basically the consumer, talking to the consumer, basically what they want from the new artists that's coming to town, and basically what are we listening to in our ear pods, and are they willing to actually buy an artist's music if they really love them, man? What's really going down? If you want to call in and join the round table, it's 347-826-7722. We got Hakeem Shabazz live in the building co-hosting with me, your boy right here, Young Soldier, www.youngsoldier.com. We got Lil Aaron on here. We got Run the CZ, giving you that Run the CZ, and did that hot like. You are now listening to Lush Radio Online. That's my boy right there doing his 1-2 for me. Yeah, so, you know, holla at your girl. It's going down right now. Ask the consumer, and we're going back to the lines. Man, we talking about some real stuff, having some real deep topics, and these men are dropping jewels for the people, man. Back to the lines. Young Soldier, Aaron, Hakeem Shabazz, and Assisi live in the building. My quick question for you, Aaron, is now you see all the YouTube stuff, right? You know,
yeah.
See a lot of the YouTube stuff, man. Now, do you feel like these new artists that's coming in, do you think that's the way? Do you pay attention to that YouTube stuff? Do most of the kids go to YouTube to see what's new?
Nah, they don't go to YouTube to see what's new. Even they go to YouTube, to probably like see a video that they never saw or they heard about, or they go to YouTube to go see some, like, see a video on Google or something, or to go watch a fight. They don't go to YouTube to go listen to music. where they need to go to listen to music, either MySpace or whatever that the person say their music is at.
Oh, okay. So what attracts you? What attracts you when the artist comes through? Like what would grab your attention on the internet to really like let you say, oh man, I need to go to this artist's website or something like that? You 17. What's gonna grab your attention?
Like the way they rap style is, the way they sound, the way they approach themselves, the way they is, or the way how their music is, and stuff like that.
Okay, because you know Joe Buttons does this whole like Joe Buttons TV thing or whatever, you know.
Yes.
Do most of the kids? Do a lot of kids go to World Star Hip Hop and look at stuff?
Nah.
So okay.
Okay, that I know.
Okay, all right. Okay, so but you do you guys don't go there just to check out unless it's somebody that you already know or somebody word of mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if most kids aren't going into the record store no more to actually go and you know purchase an album or go buy it online and ship it to them. But some are like going to iTunes and buying a little 99-cent joints if they really really want them, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. So. You know, you want to inspire to be an artist right now, right?
Right.
Okay. So
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Hakeem.
In the state of the music business today, why would you choose to be an artist?
I choose to be an artist because ever since I was little, since I was like 5 or 4, I've been always wanting to rap, and I've been listening to rap, and I've been saying, man, I want to do what they do.
Okay.
When I was coming up, hip hop was good. Hip hop was the thing. But as I kept growing up, and hip hop was different, I'm like, yeah, I really need to want to go in there because I think I can bring something different to the table, I can bring something creative that everybody can relate to, and they can feel me, and I can, you know, do what I can do.
Okay, now is it a passion for music or is it the fact that you just like it?
It's my attachment.
Passionate. Okay, I ask this question because I ask every new artist that question that approaches me about suggestions on how to attack the music business.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to ask you that question because you got a lot of people that's here existing in this game only because their friends tell them that they can do it.
Yeah.
Or they have a family member who's involved in it. And back to a point that I made, one of the problems with the business is that the business has been bamboozled in the sense that they're no longer professionals presiding over how this music business is being directed.
Yeah.
That's true. On that, I'm gonna bring in another caller real quick. 347-446. You're live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush, my co-host Hakeem Shabazz, YoungSoldier.com, Lil Aaron and Renna CZ live in the building. What's up, family?
No, it's just Hells Yeah again. I'm just calling back, so I'm back on the line.
What's up, Hells Yeah?
Hey, Aaron, I don't mean to cut you off. Hey, how many songs do you have, Aaron?
What did you say?
How many songs have you recorded?
How many songs have I recorded?
Yeah.
About 4 or 5. I haven't recorded nothing major, about 4 or 5.
Well, say one of those songs to Lush with an empty spot. Let me bless one of those tracks.
I got you.
Wait, hold on. Wait, let me ask a question real quick. Is 4 to 5 songs is all you ever recorded? That's the only songs you ever recorded?
Yeah, that's the only song I ever recorded.
Oh, you got to pull your catalog up, dog.
Yeah. I was about to say, like,
pull your catalog up.
Before you start even really putting yourself out there, you have to make sure that you can compete
mm-hmm.
with the music that's out there, and not necessarily like Soulja Boys and nothing like that. I'm just saying overall, like even like me, I listen to country music, I listen to alternative music, I listen to everything of top quality, because it's not only about, it's not, you know, it's still entertainment, and it's not only about being talented, it's also providing quality. You know what I'm saying? Like, your music has to be quality. I mean, even down to the mix, to the mastering and all that, before you start putting yourself out there as like, yo, I'm a recording artist. Because honestly, like, I'm going to tell you right now, 5 songs is not enough to call yourself a recording artist. You're just starting.
Hey, fellas, listen. I know y'all want to give him the real, but remember, this is a 17-year-old. This is one of my students, and I always break it to him and give him the real deal. The reason why I also asked him to come on here, so he can get some advice from you guys, you know. And, you know, he needs to be that. That's why I have him on here, for you guys to talk to him, you know, because he is just jumping into the game, and he needs to know about the mastering and stuff. I took him under my wing, but I wanted him to hear from you guys because you guys are OGs. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
right. What we're doing right now, I mean to cut you off, what we're doing, we're not jumping on you, Aaron. What we're trying to do is we're trying to help. We're trying to get you while you're young right now. We're trying to build you into something real big. So it's not, and I think I speak for everybody on the line, we're not jumping on you. With these guys telling you, We telling you something real. You know what I'm saying? I got over 200 songs, and I know I got 150 of them mixed and mastered ready to rock and roll. I wouldn't look up because they're not mixed and mastered. You know what I'm saying? But I can shoot you 150 songs right now if I won't. I can go song for song with half of the rappers in the game, but that's all they're trying to do. They're not trying to. So Lush, we understand that he's 17, but this is the best time for us to build this guy into something else, so he can look back and say, man, them cats that I talked to, man, they really built me into something like what I want to be right now. And that's why they asked you, was you passionate about this or you just wanted to be a rapper? Because anybody can be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? But you got to have that passion, you know what I'm saying, that heart, that drive to keep on moving. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm only taken by what I learned. Like, when I first jumped on the line with Shabazz a while back, man, that dude, when he dropped that knowledge on me, and Lush will tell you, I got off the line and I called Lush. I'm like, yo, whatever you do, you gotta connect me with that cat. Because that cat dropped straight knowledge on you. And I took that and I rolled with it. And you know what I'm saying? I know he's been waiting on stuff from me, but I'm not going to give this man no bullshit. I'm going to give him the quality stuff. So I send him stuff that's quality ready. I won't send him 150 songs or 200 songs, because I know a lot of them ain't fully mixed and mastered yet. So that's what we try to do. When you come in this game, you coming in with the best quality stuff, with a passion to do it. Because I got some of the stuff half of the rappers got right now. I can go in my yard right now. I got the old school to the new school. You know what I'm saying? That come from grinding. So I really I'm not jumping in the game to get what they got. I'm jumping in the game because this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not because I want that or I want this. You know what I'm saying? I got that. I can rock and roll with half of them, bro. And I can go toe-to-toe, blow for blow. But if they want to pull track records and everything, we can pull track records. That's what separates me from a lot of people. You can get the real from the fake. And you don't want to be listed in the fake. So you got to watch what you say and watch what you do. That's why a lot of these interviews of cats say, well, bump it. I'm going to get offline. I'm going to check Soulja shit out. I'm going to ride the Soulja hood, see what's up. Go to Soulja. Yeah. They're going to tell you. Soulja put it down. Soulja ain't the best fighter in the world, but Soulja done knocked a lot of people out. Soulja done got his ass whooped a couple of times, but Soulja knocked a lot. And that's what we doing. We building you to be the best that you can possibly be. You know what I mean?
To piggyback what the brother's saying, Aaron, I ask you those questions because, like I said, I get approached by a lot of people about helping them with their music. And when I'm doing that, and especially if they don't have a budget which will allow me to do things, I have to do this on the strength of my heart.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to take time out to help somebody out with their project,
yeah,
I need to know where they're at.
Yeah,
because I've worked with artists. I have put artists in studios only to find out they got arrested the week after.
Yeah,
I put artists in the studio only to find out that for some reason they found religion and they no longer want to do this recording thing.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that there are millions upon millions upon millions of people who are trying to embark in this business. And only 4% of those individuals even have a chance at even making it. So with the game not being predicated on talent anymore, this is a have or have nots game. You know what I'm saying? With the game being that way, I have to ask you that question because I need to know where the future of this business mindset is. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to music and everything, I was brought up around the music business. I was someone who believed seriously that I was going to be a professional athlete, whether it was being a fighter or whether it was being a baseball player or a basketball player. So when I got into the music business, it was because of a passion for dancing. You know what I'm saying? And to this very day, if I hear a record that moved me, I get on the good foot. But the problem is, the problem is that people are not really sitting down and focusing no more on how to do good music. You know what I'm saying? And then your peers that are around you often are not honest to you. So what I'm trying to let you know is to go abroad, you know what I'm saying, which is going to lead me to my next question. Being that the game ain't based on talent anymore, what are you prepared to do other than use of the Internet to have your music heard on a wide scale outside of your market, outside of your region, and even outside of the country? Because the ones that I know that are winning right now are the ones who get out in different markets and make themselves seen and heard. Something that I said in a previous call on Lush's radio show had to do with, you know, the reason why records are not selling anymore. One of the reasons why records are not selling no more is because people can't relate to the artist today like they used to. There was a time when an artist got signed, the first protocol before even going in the studio was getting this artist some publicity by way of magazines. You know what I'm saying? And that was the primary source of the consumer markets being aware of who's coming through the cracks. That was the way DJs found out who was coming through the cracks and who to look out for. Nowadays, anybody and everybody can market themselves by way of the Internet. But that's not it. That's not it. Because if you sit behind that computer and you think that that's what's going to do it, the bottom line is the people who buy the record still can't relate to you. You haven't been to their market. And nowadays, record companies are not putting up promo budgets big enough for you to go in as many markets as you can. So what are you prepared to do, you know what I'm saying, outside of, you know, using the Internet as means of getting yourself out there? Because right now, I haven't heard a good answer from anyone in reference to this question.
I'm prepared to answer that. Yeah. This is Renacy, man. How you doing?
Yes, sir. By all means, share information.
I mean, for me, I'm going to tell you personally, right? I'm from the Bay, man. I'm from the Bay Area, right? Bay Area, you know, I mean, I think everybody kind of knows this globally. Like,
historic.
It's the home. It's the home of the independent. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we started that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no major. We wasn't getting that look from the major labels, you know, from the beginning. So we based our whole craft on doing it from an independent level. And, you know, like I heard you giving the advice to the young soldier right there, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, what he needs to do. And I agree about mixing and mastering, because believe me, I don't put my shit out unless it got top quality. And believe me, I go to some of the finest people, in my own opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, however, I would tell him this, man, and like, you know, in answer to your question, you know, as a young cat from wherever market he's from, dude, perfect your artistry. Fuck where people are from, You know what I mean? Because people going to make themselves relate to you. You know what I'm saying? If you out there reaching the people the way you want to with your own artistry. Lil Wayne got his own swag. Jay-Z got his own swag. T.I. got his own swag. E-40 got his own swag. You know what I'm saying? And these are people that, you know, consumers just fell in love with. Artists that sound totally different from each other. So I would say, hone your craft. Help develop your, push toward perfecting your own artistry, man. And people are going to love you, man, for whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was listening to somebody's radio show that Lush associated with, and it was a guest on there, and she made a good point. She's like, never try to mimic nobody because you'll only be second best.
Yeah.
So, and that really to me resonated in my brain. I was like, damn, that's a good solid point. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, perfect your man.
Hey.
And
that's a very strong point, my brother. But the realm that I was trying to get him to enter was the fact that this is a business that's becoming more difficult by each day.
Anytime
something becomes increasingly difficult, we have to work that much harder.
And believe
so,
I hear you. I hear you. And I heard DeCass say he had 5 songs. We all been there.
Everybody starts from somewhere. What I was trying to get him to understand is to basically do music, but do music that reaches out to the masses. Because right now you have a lot of artists that come from certain markets catering to their market. And hip-hop is global right now. And it goes back to something that I was saying earlier in reference to guys putting out 12 to 16 songs on an album. If you got that much material to put on a given product, why not give as much music that can reach out to as many markets as possible? Because the bottom line is, I know in my experience in working radio, I've heard simply, the reason why this record can't get played on radio in this particular market is because my demographic, my audience,
right,
vibes to this type of music. And I think anytime you put a stamp on anything, you limit it. And what I want him to know is that when you do put a project together, make sure that it's a well-rounded project, because right now the primary demographic in hip-hop is being ignored, and that's people between the ages of 28 to 44.
Okay.
We're the ones who came up. We're the ones who came up in this business. And Jay-Z tried to do it by the whole 30 is the new 20, and he got semi-crucified for that, because hip-hop, in some people's twisted mind, can only be a young people's form of music. I just turned 41 years old, and I still love hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I love hip-hop, though, as long as hip-hop loves me. I'm not in the business of loving something that don't love me back. And right now, hip-hop ain't loving me because hip-hop ain't giving me nothing that I want to hear. Nothing. There's a few records that come through that has a feel-good form to it and everything. But at the end of the day, it's not reaching out to everybody. It's only reaching a certain audience. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Cartoon really won with people who rap to the women, because women is a prelude to everything. This is why women get in free in clubs, because they figure wherever the women will go, men will follow. You know what I'm saying? But even to the ladies now, hip-hop is no longer special, because everybody feels like they can just rap to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? So it's what I'm saying here is that make sure that you give well-rounded project that people from all markets can feel.
I agree.
But,
I do agree. I agree with you when you say that.
And do it in good taste, because there's too much bland music out there that's just not showing creativity, not giving people anything to think about after those 3.5 minutes are up. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm missing.
You know, I love the street music. I don't mind hearing about the streets, but I also like hearing music that'll make me think. Starting from what made this artist come up and do this record to what made him say that line. And rap ain't like that no more. There's no more quotables in magazines anymore. You remember when Source Magazine would have their segment called Hip Hop Quotables? The music's been dumbed down so great that there's no, you know, quotes that you can take as metaphors for life. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. But I'm going to take it even a deeper note. Like, people have to understand, though, there is a force that's against us having music that will wake us up to things. This is why neo-soul is, like, came and gone, because neo-soul was people singing from their heart. And the forces that go against you don't want you waking people up, don't want the masses to be woken up and everything. So that's why I say when you do it in good taste, because people are looking to nitpick at your record from every segment, from the start to the end, as per why they can't get behind it or why they can't play this record in your market. So think about the masses sitting down and writing your rhymes.
And, you know, I feel on that, like, it was one song to me that I think went so global. I mean, you got your Ja Rules, you got your LL Cool J, for all the ladies, but, you know, and they hit a whole lot of spots. But I remember this one song, man, that and this time I was up and down these streets doing bad stuff, but I heard this song, and but I don't know if y'all remember, you remember when Method Man and Mary J. Blige dropped that song, You're All That I Need?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One of my favorites.
That for me, for far as being a girl, he kept it. He put everything, everybody. From hoods to the corporate world to everybody. It was just not your regular love song.
Exactly.
Like you, that song right there touched. So you all that I need. That when that song came on, that he put every piece of every little part of the world of hip hop into one song, and they killed it. Not like your Ja Rule, and I respect LL, Ja Rule, and all of them. But between Method Man and Mary J. Blige and Tupac, when they go by, even with Biggie, when Biggie them dropped love songs, that shit went global. It wasn't just, this is not for the hood. This is for the people in Europe and Spain and Japan. This, all y'all can relate to this one stuff. That Biggie, Give Me One More Chance, that Tupac, so much pressure in the air, that Mary J. Blige and Method Man, it was the way when they delivered that, their delivery and those songs, man, made people, made everybody like, yo, that's got to be the hottest shit ever.
I mean, you bringing up a point there also, and I want to, you know, express that to Aaron, is that also knowing the history of hip hop, you know, and not just what it is right now, but you got to know where it came from. You got to know the different artists. You need to study different artists, not so that you become that artist, but just so that you can understand why people enjoy those artists, you know, like a KRS-One, like even a Tribe Called Quest. Like, you got to study all realms and understand, like, yo, why are these people still love to this day, you know, so that 20 years from now, you could be that artist that people still love from today. You know, it's all about formula, it's all about passion, and it's all about also knowledge and experience. You know, it's certain things that you can't rap about if you don't have the experience, because people are going to see that you don't have that experience. They're going to hear that you don't have that experience, and then you'll be exposed. So it's important to be true to yourself. It's important to rap about stuff that you know. You know, if you're rapping about stuff that you don't know or that you can't back up, you're going to have a problem.
Yep. And Aaron, I tell you this right here. If you're going to be what you – if you want to be a rapper – be a rapper. And I'm going to tell you how I look at the game, dude. And this is how I look at the game. I want to be somebody that nobody else can be. And when I say what nobody else can be, there'll never be another Biggie Smalls. There'll never be another Tupac. There'll never be another E-40. For the reason why, when you look at a Biggie, you cannot have his breathing pattern, his lyrical form, the way he delivered. When you look at a Tupac, you can't deliver like Tupac. You can't go as hard as Tupac. When you look at an E-40, you got to be out your damn mind if you can even come up with words, this man, and the way he put the words and the lyrical form, you'll never be there. But if you can put yourself, it'll be another Jay-Z, and no disrespect to Jay-Z. There'll be another Jeezy. There'll be another Lil Wayne. When I look at the rap game, I look at those type of people, the KRS-One. And Lord knows, there'll never be another KRS-One. You look at people that nobody can follow. You can try to follow, but you can't follow. You can't follow those cats. You gotta be one of those cats, but you cannot follow one of those cats. And that's what I'm saying. You look at everything. So do your homework on
E-40.
Yeah, that's
my
look
point.
Look at E-40
artistry.
History. You know what I'm saying? Look at your Biggie Smalls. Look at your Tupac. Look at your KRS-One. And what I do is, man, I try to get all of them into one spot before I even. And I don't write songs like that. I kind of like go off the top of the head because that's just me. But when I do get in my phone, anybody that tell you know me, I will clear the studio out. And I will throw in these Biggies. I will throw in these Pac. I will throw in these E-40s. I'll throw in these cars. It's not to bite their style. It's to listen to their music and pay attention. Let me see where they're coming from. Let me see how they're hard going. And that's what you got to do if you're trying to be what you need to be. You know what I mean? And that's
Say one thing real quick. Yo, Shabazz, I need you to get at me if you can. This is Hell's Year. Did you take down my number?
Okay. Let me get something I can write your number down on.
Real quick, y'all. Sorry, because I'm about to hop off the call. All
right, shoot.
347? 347. 446?
446.
1176.
Hold up, 1 second. You said 347-446.
1176.
1176. This is Hell's Year.
Yeah. And that's for everybody else too. If anybody else want to give me a holler, give me a holler. It's Hell's Year. You know. But Shabazz, I definitely need to, you know, poly with you. So if you give me a call like sometime tonight, I appreciate it.
All right, not a problem, my brother.
All right, everybody, y'all take it easy, man. Aaron, I wish you the
best
of luck. You know, call me if you want any advice. And you know, everybody else, anybody want to get up and do some collabos, I'm down with that. So give me a holler. All
right,
Hell's
Year.
All right,
peace, y'all.
No. Are you out of here? Get out of here.
I got another caller waiting patiently on the line. Caller from the DMV 240, you live in the building.
Peace, you live?
Peace, fam, you live. What's up, fam?
What's going on, Lush?
Is this Billy Blast live in the building?
Yeah, it's your boy Billy Blast. I was calling, listening to the show, hearing the brother drop some jewels.
What's up? That's what's up. Billy Blast, one of the hottest producers doing his 1-2. You know what I'm saying? Vince's Beast, man. Be Vince, www.vincesbeast.com. You know what I'm saying? You got 24 hours to extract the beat out your computer before it shut down because it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But my man Billy live in the building. Sometimes he co-hosts with me. You know what I mean? So you got the 17-year-old live in the building. You know Aaron, and they dropping jewels for him, man. You got some questions for Aaron, Billy?
Yeah, I was hearing the brother. He was talking about the E-40s and the Biggies and the Pops and all of that. It's like the best thing that I could say, man, is as far as where your age is at in the genre and the way that music is going right now, man. Like it's wise to not fall into what's in. You know what I mean? Because then you trap yourself inside a box and then you create limitations for yourself. And as far as music goes, the only limitations that you have with music are the limitations that you set for yourself.
Exactly.
That's the know the list knowledge.
Yeah. So you have to be able to step outside of the box. You know what I mean? Because it's like everybody's trying to be so different now that different is the same.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So when I say step outside the box, you have to think of things that people don't do. You know what I mean? Like for instance, a Kanye West right now. The reason why Kanye West is on the top of his game is because of the fact that he's comfortable with himself first. You understand what I'm saying? Even with the stuff, even with everything that's being thrown at him, he's comfortable with himself and he's comfortable musically. So he can create the music that he creates
and he still has hit records because of the fact of he's not staying trapped inside that box. And if you even want to look at it as well, you can look at the Lil Wayne right now. Like Lil Wayne is stepping outside the box with that whole Palm Queen record with the rock and roll feel to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's trying to step outside of the box and move away from hip hop in a fashion because of the fact that everybody that's coming up right now is trying to sound like a Wayne in some form of fashion because that's hot. But when Wayne is not hot no more, where does that leave the people that's trying to sound like him?
They only gonna be second best.
well, like one thing that I want to share in reference to that, when people say do reference from those who are successful, I always pattern myself behind other successful people. But at the same time, what you have to do is you have to find your niche from within those systems. What I really want him to understand is that him being a young guy, he hasn't been exposed to the world yet. Is that there's a whole world out there, not just your market, not just your neighborhood. And if you have an opportunity to put out an abundance of material, the best way to give yourself the best chance is by doing music that everybody can relate to. And you ain't going to please everybody, but if you give yourself the opportunity, you'll have a greater chance to win it. Because I listen to albums all the time. Every week I'm listening to a new album. And 9 times out of 10, if I hear 7 cuts, I heard the whole album. You know what I'm saying? And that's because everybody is predicated about making sure that they conform. You can conform, but you still need to bring your niche to the table. And the reason why music isn't selling is because nobody's bringing their niche to the table. People like Kanye succeed because they bring their niche to the table. One of the greatest records that was ever done recently is Lose Yourself by Eminem. Very strong concept record. You can even include the Stan record in. You know what I'm saying? So let's take Stan. We take Stan first. Stan was a record that was written in letter form. And he managed to bring it into music and bring a visual. The greatest records that win, and I don't care if it's old school, new school, or anything of the sort, the greatest records that win are the records that can give you a visual. And that's what hip-hop was about. You listen to Melly Mel's The Message, you can see what he was talking about. You can close your eyes, listen to what he's saying, and you can visualize that broken glass everywhere. You can put it on the station or they just don't care. Can't take the smell. I can't take the noise. You know what I'm saying? So
that's one of the greatest records in hip-hop ever is The Message.
Oh, of course. It's my greatest record of all time. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm telling Aaron is you can have fun, but it still could be a message. Because if you listen to Lose Yourself, white folks dance to that record like it's a club record, like it's a get on up. Everybody just get on up. You know what I'm saying? They dance to that record and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because the energy is upbeat. The components of the record allow you to have a different take on it. 3 different people can have 3 different takes on Lose Yourself. I love Lose Yourself. It's one of my biggest workout records. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's in my iPod when I'm doing any kind of chest exercise. I use that record as a source of inspiration because it'll make me do that couple of extra reps that I may need to do. And I'm saying this to you because hip hop has lost that energy that allow people to apply it in different forms of life. There's only X amount of ways you could talk about being the biggest player, the biggest drug dealer, the biggest killer. You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at hip hop for more than just that. You know what I'm saying? There is more to that. You got to make people think. Like I said, the biggest records are the records that make people think. People can use as sources of inspiration. So those are the things that you need to pay attention to and whatnot. The club records are great. It's good for that Friday, Saturday, that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But there's 4 other days during the week. And when I'm in my car, I can't dance in my car. So I want to listen to something that can
tell me something, whether it's a concept record or whether it's the record really talking about nothing. There's ways that people talk about nothing. Redman and Method Man together, they don't talk about much, but they make you feel good with their music.
Hey,
you know who has a good album out right now? Joe Budden's Padded Room.
Yeah, and that Padded Room is actually hot. But real quick, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all definitely dropped some jewels, and I know Aaron definitely got, you know, some knowledge from that. And I'm going to, you know, have plug-ins and a few. But I got to bring on my last caller, which is one of my dedicated, you know, fans that definitely comes on the show. You know, just bear with her, you know what I'm saying? It's spicy. And then, you know, after she makes her quick statement, then we're going to do the plug-ins and we're going to wrap it up real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to bring Spicy in. 61, you're live in the building. What's up, Spicy?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And you?
We doing great, sweetie.
Great. You know, about that. The message, lose all the old hip hop artists like African Bumbaya and whatnot. I'm not a rap listener, but lose their show out of Christmas. I'm listening because it addresses some of the things that they foresaw is going on today.
Uh-huh.
Not many of us looking that way. It happened back then, but it depended on the song and the artist and what's their table. If somehow these artists could bring back similar to what they booked to see back when hip-hop started.
So Spicy, you basically saying that, you know, basically, you know, what you know, the hip-hop was back in the day was basically, you know, something that, you know, they fought, it was a way of life, you know, and a movement and everything like that, and you was basically, you want them to bring it back, you know what I'm saying, to the people.
We need to do, because then Kidra addressed things, I believe, a different light. Or you have Boogie Shaking and what else can I bump you for tonight?
Uh-huh.
Boom, bam, you going.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Spicy, you know what I'm saying? You know I always love you, girl. And, you know, you definitely dropped some good points. And people, you know, bear with me, you know, Spicy, you know, has, some speech problems and stuff. But, you know, she always comes here dedicated to, like, you know, basically support the issues, support my show, and definitely is always in the chat room. And she's also a spoken word artist, you know what I'm saying? You know, in her own way, and she's always striving to do, you know, well, and she's always coming through on my show. So, and you know I love you, girl, you know. Uh-huh, so, you know, definitely, you know, Spicy always comes and supports everybody that's positive things. And due to the fact, you know, we short on time, Spicy, I love you, girl, and I'm going to see you on the other show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send you a message, too, online. All right, boo?
Okay, hon.
Okay, I love you.
Love you, too.
That's what's up. And I want to thank all of our callers, all of our guests, everybody that came through. Shout out to Game Face. Always put your Game Face on. Ruly.com, www.ruly.com, www.strictlybump1.com. Both of them official sponsors of Lush Radio. Check out LushRadioOnline.com, Exclusive Fashion and First, StreetQueensTheMovement.Ning.com, The Alliance, DJ Doc Holliday, Legion of Beats, Vintage Beats, Digi Wax, Hakeem Shabazz, YoungSoldier.com, OENT, Renacizi, Mactivity, and everybody, you know, NationalStreetBuzz.com, Big J, Queen of BW, man, E2K Magazine Online, everybody that definitely do. Soldier, before we get off, man, go ahead and give your plugins, man. Soldier.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, before we get off the Soldier,
I'm
can
sorry,
you get...
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is your boy, Young Soldier, you know what I'm saying, www.com. OENT is definitely in the building. Young Soldier Summer, you know what I'm saying, going down to Black Ties in Raleigh, North Carolina, every first Thursday, where I will be performing and shoot and playing a new video every first Thursday each month for the whole summer. Catch me at the Court DJ Retreat, April 24th to the 27th. My girl Lushy Lush online, my homeboy Trip, and you know, I get it in. I'll let your boy.
Bells ringing.
That's what's up. Hakeem, man, give your plugins, man. Real, definitely drop some real jewels, man.
Okay. For all serious DJs who's moving in their markets, man, I would like for you to join my website, which is HakeemShabazz.com. It's HakeemShabazz. com. Again, that's HakeemShabazz.com to get new music from D-Block, Dipset, Bird Gang, and Grand Hustle. I'm supposed to be doing some work with Slip and Slide in the near future as well, so, you know, check for that and whatnot. Other than that, you know what I'm saying, everybody stay strong, stay safe, and, you know, those who are pursuing this business, man, just make sure you do your homework.
What it is. Renacizi, get your plugins, player.
Well, I'm gonna do something a little different, Lush. I'm gonna use this time to give my closing words to the young aspiring artist, Aaron, man.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just say, you know, man, dude, like I said before, man, perfect your artistry, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely branch out, do some research, touch everybody. But don't be afraid to represent where you're from, man, because don't forget, that's how we know about all these rappers from different locations, man, cause, and we know about Brooklyn. I never lived in Brooklyn, but I knew about Brooklyn through the tales of Biggie and KRS-One. I knew about the tales of Washington, D.C., through the rappers out there and all of that. So it's okay to be regional, but, you know, expand yourself too, man. So, man, just definitely perfect your artistry, dog. That's it, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Billy, go ahead and get your plug-ins, player.
Y'all already know Vintage Beats, www.vintagebeats.com. I'm on that Twitter too, also twitter.com/BillyBlast. MySpace.com/BVintage. You know what I mean? That's us.
What it is, man. Triple Platinum Underground, each and every Friday, 11 o'clock. Check me out each and every Friday. Spinning that hot music. If you're a new artist and you want to get your music spin, BDS spins right there, 6 to 10 o'clock on the Move Radio, not THETHA. Send me your MP3 format at Lush Radio Online, MP3s@gmail.com. It's not a game. Make sure y'all support these players in the game. Aaron, you know, I wish you so much luck in what you do. And, you know, I'm going to see you in school anyway.
Lush.
Yeah.
Before you go, Lush, I just got one request. I go heavy and hard for an artist from your market. He goes by the name of Bird Gang, N-O-E, straight out of B-More. I need your support on this project. He got some heat. He's heavy on Jim Jones' new album. And, in fact, I'm currently blasting out a record on Jim Jones' new album featuring him and Ludacris. He has a hot song featuring Sean Kingston called My Swag. And I'm going to definitely need you to be supporting him in the market.
Oh, that's no problem, man, because, you know, no audio. No, he in my phone right now. You know what I'm saying? Him, Nicole, the whole camp, man. Shout out Busy B, who actually introduced me to NOE, man. Shout out to the whole B-More and DMV. Check out for the DMV Awards, man, March 29th, you know what I'm saying? You know,
Brother Maniac.
Yeah, Brother Maniac going hard in the paint.
It's Renacy, baby.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, doing it real big out here, you know, DMV worldwide. International Lush Radio Online. I'm the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I do it for the kids, man. I love the kids, man. And, man, you keep doing what you do. You know the reason why I brought you on here, so you can get some knowledge and also give them some knowledge on what the consumer market is thinking about. And I'm proud of you. You kept your cool. You wasn't. You did your thing. And I'm proud of you. And I'm going to see you tomorrow. And, all you guys did such a good job. You
love
guys get some good knowledge. And I think I might just bring back, you know what I'm saying, you know, the power of the minds with, you know, with the men's round table and definitely do one of these things again. So, you know, this segment was, you know, Ask the Consumer. We had the round table. You know, we dropped some jewels. Your girl, Leslie Lowe's. Do it, definitely doing that 1-2. Check out www.lushradioonline.com. Young Soldier Summer, Hell's Yeah, everybody, you know, NOE, check them out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out March 27th. Your man Rakim, Chubb Rock, live at Sonar, and B-More is going down. Your girl, Lushy Lush, will be live in the building. It's game. And check out for them video drops, Camp Low, ZB, they did for me, man. It ain't a game, man. Let's get it popping. All day, every day, and you just a fisty guy stand, and we out. I'ma holler at all of y'all on the flip side, baby. And you know what? I'ma give y'all some killer bleeds from Wu-Tang, because I know y'all ain't heard it in a minute. Holler at your girl, and we out.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This is 697. My niggas and my niggerettes, let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensic. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrolmen, tear gas leaks the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and pound footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a streetcar named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist thoughts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary Donna talking, tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid, run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies, so I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise due to God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. We crush slow, flaming deluxe slow. Four, judgment day cometh, conquer is war. Allow us to escape hell, glow spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky, golden arms. Soon spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step makes the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom, tranquilize with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing. Righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring. Watch on the wooden soldiers, these cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing. In. Not one nigga was sober, perpendicular to the square. We stand gold like flare, escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beast.
travel like a vortex through your spine to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you're busting up from war sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal like Grand Central Station. Program fat baselines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation. War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families shape the ashes. A million names on walls engraved to plaques. Those who went back receive penalties for their acts. Another heart is torn, as close ones mourn. Those straight niggas get slayed on the song. The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' light in gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green style of man the fiend. Bitches never heard you scream. You two-faced the scum of the slump. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81 sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get fly permission, hold the fuck up. Holla fast in your wig, bad luck. I'll humiliate, separate the English from the Dutch. It's me, Black Noble Drew Ali. Came of threes, we like the Genovese. That's so season these degrees. It's Earth, 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst, split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth, talk. Verbal foul hawk. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank. All up in the high riser. New York gang visor. Word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all. The number one draft pick. Tear down the beat guard. The delegate, the guard, the seagull. The swift chancellor. Flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck diesel.